I thought. She would prefer to be removed. But let me congratulate you on the statement that you've made.
Yeah.
And I gather that the Director of Public Prosecutions does have a power to grant this immunity.
Well, so I have been advised by Mr. Richard Small.
Yes.
This morning on the program.
Yes.
And I didn't hear you yesterday. I'm having a little bit of a personal crisis at the moment.
Yes.
Of things to deal with. I'm not as attentive as I need to be.
Yes.
But Beverly told me of the conversation with this lady. And, you know, she's going to tell him, you know, up there, Tony Abrams, and she will text, so forth and so on.
Yes.
So I just thought that, you know, since a lot of what I would say would not be in the best interest of the Labour Party in general, or Mr. Siaga in particular, I just thought that if she was challenging me, if she was saying that she would say everything, I don't mind her saying everything that she knows, because I don't think she knows anything that I'm not going to say if I get immunity.
Yes.
I'm going to say everything I know.
Yes.
You know, I also thought, Monty, it was a way of giving some leadership to the whole process.
Yes.
Because you know, I've just even talked before talking to you, I was talking to another former member of the party, of the Labour Party.
Yes.
And, you know, what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to tell the public, if I get the immunity,
yes,
will be relatively tame stuff.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, I was really a peripheral.
I know that. But it's a beginning.
Yeah, it's a beginning.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I, as far as I'm concerned, when I, you know, the truth is, you know, Marty, everybody in Jamaica knows of the involvement of our political leaders in this business.
Well, I tell you,
somebody in the ghetto who doesn't know, there's nobody in it's just a whole lot of hypocrisy.
Well, I tell you something. Radio Jamaica had that Sunday program.
Yes, yes.
The three leaders were on it. And both Mr. Patterson and Mr. Siaga.
Yes.
In answer to a question asked by Earl Moxham.
Yes.
Stated categorically that their hands were clean.
Yes.
And not only were their hands personally, their own hands clean. They knew of no involvement in gun running and violence on the part of any one of their political colleagues.
Yes.
Now, that being the case, they should have every advantage to reap from supporting what you are proposing.
Yes.
And indeed, I am expecting that the Prime Minister is going to be announcing shortly that he will go to Parliament with legislation to grant this immunity to anybody who has any information relevant to this matter, who is prepared to come forward and tell what he knows.
But you're not holding your breath, are you?
Oh yes, I'm sure that it is going to happen. It's going to happen shortly.
Well,
despite what Mr. Delano Franklin has said, because I cannot see that it would not be to the advantage of the Prime Minister to do this.
Yes.
Given that his hands are clean and that he has not even been prepared to give a slingshot to his followers and that he doesn't know of any such thing being done by any of his followers, his colleagues.
Yes.
Wouldn't you think it in the advantage of the party?
I would imagine he would have, I mean, this would be just so much in his interest if there's nothing.
Yes. And I think that Mr. Siaga...
Nothing, and if there was nothing, Mr. Siaga would have to come.
He is going to come out and support it very strongly.
Very strongly.
Yes. I think so.
I mean, everybody in this country knows how Mr. Siaga feels about, you know, I mean...
About guns and gunmen and,
right.
and political violence and so on.
Yes. He would be coming out shortly, I imagine.
Yes.
To support this so that if anybody knows anything about his party or how his party operated under him
or
what have you, he should be
absolutely free to tell it. Because
I've been talking to a number of other persons in my sort of category, you know, sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the DPP would give some immunity to more than myself. Maybe there would be three or four of us who would be prepared to tell the nation. You know?
Yes.
If I can't speak for anybody but myself. I know I am.
Yes.
But let's say I'm speaking to a couple of others. Well, two or four me, you know?
Yes.
So,
you know,
you see, Marty, one of my hesitations in speaking, I was a part of it.
Yes.
I don't want to give the impression, as some people give, that, you know, they were there, others were doing it, and I wasn't doing it.
Yes.
I accept the collective responsibility.
Yes.
As part of the collective responsibility.
Yes.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Not making myself any holier. You understand?
Yes, yes.
Do
yes.
I, you understand?
Yes, yes, I entirely understand.
I am just saying that, you know, even in talking to Commissioner Forbes this morning, I didn't detect, I mean, a real willingness or a real anxiety on his part for a commission of this sort to come into being.
Yes.
You know, I heard what you were saying earlier about Renata Adams.
Uh-huh.
Just as you began this morning.
Yes.
I would have thought a policeman would have really welcomed.
I should have thought so.
Sitting on the edge of his chair.
Yes.
With his pen and his magnet.
Waiting to get the information.
Waiting to get the information.
Yes.
But, you see, the other thing, of course, is that the police were part of it.
Uh-huh.
You know? The police were part of it. I mean, it's not unknown that there were JLP policemen and TNT policemen.
Yes.
And policemen, you know, were used by either side.
Yes.
To do things.
Yes.
I mean, and those stains remain in the... But one thing Forbes was quite good on this morning was when I asked him, you know, what was the difficulty of dealing with crime with the remnants of that era still in place.
Yes.
With the dons and the political cohesiveness and so forth that comes from it. You
uh-huh.
can't get information.
Yes.
Well, he sort of conceded that that was, you know, a problem.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't...
But look here.
Yeah.
The issue has been raised. It was raised by Renato Adams. It was raised by Howard Hamilton.
Yes.
It was raised by Dudley Thomas.
Yes.
Part of the problem, or large part of the problem, seems to be that there is no respect for authority
yes.
in this country. Now, question.
Yes.
Is there some vicious mole of nature in the young men in Franklintown and Nannyville and West Kingston and Olympic Gardens that predisposes them to disrespect authority?
Yes.
Or is it, and can we bring them into line by putting them into some military yes. force and disciplining them? Or is it that authority in this country is undeserving of respect?
Yes.
Now, that is the issue that is being discussed here, you know, you recognize
yes,
that.
Yes. And let me just say this.
And how is this country going to go for the police themselves?
Hold a second, man.
Yes.
Hello? Hold for me. Yes, what?
The police.
Just ask the DPP to hold for me. I'm on air.
No.
Okay.
Hold on a little.
Hello?
Tony.
Yes.
This is important. You go and deal with
all
that.
All right, okay.
Okay?
Let me take the DPP. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, apparently the Tony Evers is online to the DPP.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Safety company.
Steve Steadman here from Buff Basin.
Ah, yes. How are you?
I am doing just fine, thank you, sir. How
good.
Are you doing?
Oh, not too badly getting older.
Well, glad you're doing a good job, but sorry you're getting older.
Oh, that's all right.